Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so very excited to be coming to you guys to share this information with you all today because this is legitimately one of my favorite topics. And I think the reason that that all came about is because it was one of the areas in my life that I felt like I just wasn't clear. I had so many great ideas, great possibilities in my mind, but I never truly had clarity around it. And then I started doing this practice and I realized, wow, I have so many crazy, awesome, incredible dreams that are floating in my head, and I just never really wrote them down. I never gave myself a chance to really write it out and dream a little bit. And so that's exactly what we're going to do today. Now, for those of you that don't know, I've been through an incredible, incredible coaching program with somebody I look up to a lot, and her name is Sarah Centrella. She's the author of a great book called Hustle, Believe, Receive, which is the coaching program that I use. It's actually all through that book. We essentially go through the different chapters together and kind of work through your stuff. And then she also wrote an awesome book all about future boards. And for those of you that don't know, I've been creating future boards for probably the past, this is my fourth year doing them. And the amount of things that have come to fruition from those boards is like, it's ridiculous. And there's some stuff that I put on there that I never really thought would happen. And then they did. And it just makes me believe how truly real energy is and how much when you set an intention behind things, the outcomes can truly happen like a miracle before your eyes. You don't know how it's going to happen, but it always lights me up and it gets me fired up. So that's why we're going to talk a little bit about your future dream life today. So if you don't have this, please, please, please go ahead and grab yourself a piece of paper or better yet, a notebook, because this is going to be a few pages long. And to be quite honest with you, this may take you some time. So I don't want you to do this while you're listening to this, especially if you're driving or you're on your walk. But this is something I want you to sit down and really spend some time diving deep into. When I started rewriting mine just the other day, I had like 7 minutes and I think I've got like a few paragraphs down, and that's only, you know, the beginning of my dream morning. So give yourself the time. It's definitely okay to spend some time diving deep in this. And then what I would love for you to do is I would love for you to screenshot this, and then I'd love for you to tag me and just tell me one of the moments that you wrote down, right? One of the, you know, maybe you wake up in a different home. Maybe you wake up and you've got this gorgeous man or woman next to you. I want to hear one of the pieces when you tag me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman with two N's at the end. I would love to just hear what like crazy outlandish thing pops up in your future dream life. So this is really meant to just get your wheels turning and to start gaining clarity on what it is that you want. Okay. So I really want you to imagine that it's a few years down the road. Okay. I want you to imagine what life is going to be like. Let's say that you're experiencing one of your normal weekdays, okay? So you're maybe vacation is one of your normal days because all you do is travel. You're a entrepreneurial nomad. Maybe the idea of traveling is not something that's on your list. Maybe, you know, staying at some cottage in the middle of the woods is your dream life, okay? I want you to imagine you're about to start your work day. Okay. But even before that, where is it that your house is located? Let's set the scene. I kind of think of this like a movie. Okay. So, it's like the aerial shot of this gorgeous home. What does that home look like? Okay. So think about that. Think about where this home is. Where is it physically located? Are you in a different state? Because I know when I first did this personally, I was like, oh yeah, I love this house. And I truly do love my house in Wisconsin. However, I also know that I don't want to stay in Wisconsin forever, and there could be some super swanky stuff that I could want in my future home because there is, let's be real. So I want you to look at that aerial shot. Tell me where your house is located. Is it located in a forest? Is it located where, what state are you in? Is it located surrounded by a beach and some sand and some water? Where are you? Okay. You can go through your entire house like this. So, you open the front door and you've got this grand entrance way. You go up these stairs, or maybe it's a ranch and it's this super contemporary house. Let's talk all about it. And then all of a sudden, the scene opens up and it's to you. And maybe you're still sleeping in your bed. What does your bedroom look like? Do you have this massive closet attached to you to it? Do you have somebody in that bed with you? Is it your partner that you currently have, or is it somebody new? This is your dream life. So I want you to take some time doing that, thinking about that. Do you smell anything when you wake up? Is somebody making you coffee? Is somebody cooking breakfast? What do you hear, right? I know when I wake up, I hear the sound of the ocean. So use all of your senses, spend some time feeling what that's going to be like, and then I want you to get into your day, okay? So what does your morning routine look like in your perfect world? What does your dream morning look like? So maybe it's not even a morning. Maybe you're a night owl and you like to sleep till 10:30, 11 o'clock, and your lifestyle allows for that. Let's talk about that. Maybe you're a very early morning riser and you like to meditate when the sun comes up. Let's talk about that. Again, using those five senses, what are you feeling? What are you seeing? What are you smelling? What are you tasting? All of this kind of stuff, let's talk about it. So you've got your morning routine done. Where are you going to work? Are you working? I know we all love the idea of being independently wealthy, but it's not always realistic. Maybe your dream is to leave your house each morning and go to an office. Where is that office? Is it your office? I don't know. Are you working for someone because you're passionate about their passion project? Are you involved in charity work? And so you spend a lot of your time doing that kind of stuff. Are you going to your home office, steps away from your bedroom? Then, when you get to that office, who do you have waiting there for you? Do you have assistants? Do you have a personal secretary? Do you have your family members working for you? Do you have somebody to do your hair, somebody to do your makeup, somebody to be your personal shopper, somebody like think about all of this stuff. Do you have a videographer to help you do videos, whether that be, I know for me, I'd probably like to have somebody helping me do my cooking videos so they look a little more professional than the ones I'm currently doing. Dive deep into this because, oh my gosh, you're going to be so blown away by what you come up with. It's going to be awesome. And I truly believe, I believe that God doesn't give you these thoughts and these ideas and these dreams in your mind without them being able to come true. Okay? So now you're in your office. What the heck is it that you're doing? And here's the beautiful thing. It doesn't have to be something that you're currently doing. If you're pushing papers at a desk and you hate it, I know when I was working a day job, I was doing insurance for a dental office. It was so boring. I loved to talk to the people at the office, but I hated all the other stuff. I hated being on hold. I hated having to fight with an insurance company. I hated having to deal with everybody's problems and get yelled at in that way. Okay? What are you wearing while you're doing your dream job? Are you comfortable? Are you casual? Are you like business chic? I want to know what it is that you look like. If this is your ideal dream world, how do you look physically? Is your hair longer? Is it shorter? Is it a different color? How do you feel physically? Are you healthy and you've never had more energy? Are you tired because you've been up late working on your dreams? How do you want to feel in your ideal world? Now, this is another aspect to think of that maybe you didn't think of right away, or maybe this is really hard for you and you've been busy thinking about everybody else. If we're looking a few years out, how old are your kids? 3, 4, 5 years from now. What are they doing? Are they in a better school? Are they thriving? Are they helping you do things for your business? Are they in the activities that they've always dreamed of being in, going after their pursuit of whatever better looks like for them? Gotta think about this stuff. All right, now let's talk about how your life is going to be different as far as the money aspect. Because in your ideal dream life, I truly don't imagine money being an issue for you. And I know sometimes when we're nowhere near that yet, we don't really give ourselves the opportunity to dream because we're saying, "Oh, well, I don't need anything more than a Toyota, right? Who needs a Rolls-Royce or who needs a Range Rover? Or who needs XYZ, whatever that may be. Who needs heated floors in their homes? Come on, I do because I have cold feet. So that's in my ideal dream life. So if money wasn't an issue, how does that look? Are you cleaning your own house each week or do you have somebody coming in and doing housekeeping each day? Are you spending time on laundry or are you hiring somebody for that? Maybe you have a chef. Maybe you have somebody who will come after you're done with dinner each night and just clean up your dishes so you can spend time with your family when it truly matters. This is the stuff to think about. Maybe in this beautiful home that you have with no worries about finances, you've got an ATV on your land, you've got a personal gym that you've built, and you've got somebody who can actually come to your house and be your trainer. What a cool idea that is, right? Maybe you get the opportunity to go sit at a coffee shop and do your work there. There are so many possibilities. Think about those five senses. Think about what you're seeing, what you're smelling, what kind of things you're doing throughout your day and how you want that to go about. And I promise you, you're going to expand your future. So I want you to spend some time today thinking this all out, writing this all out. Close your eyes, really feel into it. And then next time we chat, we're also going to talk about some other ways that you can start to expand that vision a little bit. So I hope you guys got some value from today. And if you wouldn't mind, please, please, please write a review on iTunes. You can do so on Hot Mess and Blessed. But I love you. I appreciate you so very much. I can't wait to hear what y'all come up with. And I'll talk to y'all very, very soon. Bye.